The Irving Pulp and Paper Mill, based on St John's West Side, is planning a major $1.1 billion expansion to the facility. As a part of its plans, the company is applying to the City Council to turn a significant portion of the adjacent Wollastock Park into a parking lot. Over multiple council meetings, numerous voices, both in support and in opposition, have been heard. Staff have recommended that council deny the proposal, but no decision has yet been made. This week, the St John Community Coalition, a community-based support organisation, launched a petition to save the park. Local 107.3 FM spoke with a coordinator with the organisation, Raven Blue, about why the coalition believes that the park should remain complete as parkland, and how community members can have their voices heard.
We have industry wanting to claim a park, and this was designated as a park space. It has numerous community benefits. City staff had pointed out, and the Planning Advisory Committee, that this provides an important buffer zone between heavy industry and residential areas. There is some indigenous history to it, and there is, provides benefits to residents. There's always encroachments happening, and this is just another example of an encroachment that's happening from an area that was a park and mostly a residential area. It's slowly at risk of becoming more industrial. So it could be a parking lot for, 10, 20 years, but they might decide later it could be something else, and they could apply for rezoning in 2040 and say, well, we'd like to put some processing facilities there. And what will council say then? So I think we do need to draw a line, and I think we need to look at council's role in that, in terms of representing the best interest of residents. So there's a reason it's zoned as a park, and we feel it should remain that way.
Mark Mosier, Vice President for JD Irving, JDI's Forest Products, spoke at a previous City Council meeting about the history of the property, as well as why the company believes it needs to use a portion of the land for a parking lot.
This property was the site of CentraCare. In 1998, after CentraCare was shut down, the province actually came looking for tenders to purchase the property. The conditions that came with that in our purchase agreement stated very clearly what the expectations from the province were. They needed somebody that was willing to buy it, remediate it, tear it down, which was significantly orders of magnitude more than the cost of the property, and then to convert it into something that would drive economic value in the city. We agreed ultimately to buy Wollastock Park in 1998 for $1 million from the province. It's very clear what the expectations from the province were to the purchaser of the property. They said we would buy the property for $1 million. We would be responsible for all of the demolition, site remediation, cleanup of the contaminated soil. We would convert it into green space to be used by the residents of the city of St. John until a suitable economic condition came forward for us to use that to drive the economy of the province. And if a $1.1 billion investment in the city is not a suitable economic condition, I don't know what is.
To put sort of Irving's perspective to this, obviously they own the land, yeah. Of the park, and they put money in to clear it up and to create the park, and had originally said that they would designate it as a park until they found a business use for it. So what would you say to that?
Something we've noted is that they're planning a major expansion there, and so of course we can reasonably expect that that's going to have a positive impact on the economy and people who work there, and that's important to point out. But I don't feel that they have adequately demonstrated that they have a need for that property to be a parking spot when they already have 48 hectares or about 118 acres of land, which is undeveloped all along the Milford Road. Much larger than the Wollastock Park area that could be converted to parking spaces. And I don't feel that the city has really pressed hard enough to show why they couldn't use existing land that they have. They should work closely with the city of St. John to look at how they can use the land that they have appropriately. And maybe there's rezoning that could take place on the land they already own near the facility.
Even before we start this project, I am extremely short for parking, and we are not applying for a temporary parking spot. We're applying for a parking spot during the project that we can also use into the future. This is not a temporary application. I'm going to basically take 250 of the 600 spaces that I have and remove when I start the construction. And then basically I am short well over 500 parking spots when the construction project starts. One of the recommendations was that we build a parking garage. Well, the only place to build a parking garage is actually on the site where my current, the only parking space that I have left. There is no space on site for parking. This is the best use of it. This is a property that we bought with the expectation and the commitment and guarantee from the province that we would be able to use it.
The key thing for issues like this is that it's not a question just of industry versus residents. These things continue to happen in a city like St. John, in part because industry does wield a lot of influence. But it also happens because residents don't speak up. You know, we can't necessarily just blame industry when things happen in our community that we don't like, when we're not vocal about it. And I think that's the whole point of having a petition, is that it's sort of like a pulse check on the community, that like, how do people feel about this? But it's really, the onus is on the public as much as our council to do something about it. And voting isn't enough anymore. You know, you really need to speak to your politicians, to your elected officials between elections. You need to voice your opinions. It's not enough to sit passively and just hope that your elected officials are going to do the right thing, because they're not. A lot of the time, there's a lot of pressure behind the scenes. The onus is on the public to counter that with our own pressure. So I think we really need to put it back on JDI that the onus is on them to figure out what to do with their own land and what to do with parking. It's not the public's problem to solve, it's industry's problem to solve.
No date has been set for the city's Common Council to make a final decision on the use of Woolastock Park. The audio of the City Council meeting was taken from the City of St. John YouTube channel. JD Irving did not respond to a request for further comment about their proposals for Woolastock Park. This is Iona Cove for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.